The late, the great, the Shadows, coming from England, 1964. That's Apache. That's famous. All their tracks. It's Hank Marvin, the guy that kind of played the whammy bar and taught Neil Young and everybody else how to play.
Yeah, I think I've heard that track before.
I know. That's because I like that track.
No, but I mean, I've heard it many places. I think it's been used probably in more commercials than any other riff, and more movies than any other riff. But it's still, every time it goes on, I'm never displeased to hear it.
You know, last week we played the Sun Volt song that's in the VW commercial, and I don't have any problem with the artists and stuff in commercials.
No, we had this conversation. Make some money while you can. It lets you continue your creativity. Willie, are you planning on closing any big deals for any Soda Pop commercials with any Richmond Fontaine songs?
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, you're not at liberty.
Lawyers, yeah. That's it. I was reading about this band. They did Red Rubber Ball, The Circle, way back in 65, and they had a career, and they just dropped it because they were writing jingles. And the jingles, he wrote This Coke's for You and some Pepsi songs and stuff like that. He said he started realizing he was making a lot of money and there's no point in touring anymore. So I was thinking about that. Anyway, we're going to play. There's some other singer-songwriters that have definitely influenced our show, us, the world, and everything else. And you brought this, Loki. It's a great Graham Parsons live show from 1973.
My neighbor actually brought this over to me. You know, if some people borrow a cup of sugar, I borrowed some great music from my next-door neighbor. We were having a conversation, and I didn't realize he was into this kind of music. He didn't realize that I did the radio show he listened to every Sunday.
And hence we have Cosmic American Music.
It happened.
And Graham Parsons used to label this stuff Cosmic American Music. And I don't know what else other to say. This is Charlie Pride's song, Streets of Baltimore. So let's play it.
Take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for. Kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Factory job, I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. And every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
TV's alive with broken homes and weight loss and lawyers and the money she'll never have. Deliver the stars from
Joe Pernice, back when he was in Scud Mountain. The Scud Mountain Boys, actually a better band in some ways. And that's a song called Sangre de Cristo. You can find that on the Pine Box release on Sub Pop. I think it's still floating around the record stores. But
great. And again, you are listening to Route 78 West right now. We've got Lee Vlotten, the lead singer and songwriter of the band Richmond Fontaine, who's going to be playing tonight at the Lion's Lair in Denver, and then also Tuesday night at the Boulder Theater here in Boulder. Hi, Willie.
Hi. Yeah.
You having fun? You play? You enjoy?
Yeah.
Some
no,
of the songs
I really like that last song. Yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm learning a lot.
Very cool.
As you're teaching me good.
Well, you got to teach us some more stuff. You got a song in mind that you'd like to play for us?
Yeah, this is a new song of mine called. I don't really know what it's called yet, but that's right. When it was hot, they take their car and they go to the reservoir. See, they were in love, and it was the first time in her life she ever felt easy around anyone. It was the first time in his life that he ever felt right, 'cause he'd never felt right to broken hearts. Lots of broken hearts together might not be broken. Together might not be broken. And they'd sit by the cool water. And they'd sit on the banks. And with broken glass, they cut their palms. Blood mixing together as they held each other's hands. And she told him, I won't be careful anymore. With you, I won't be careful anymore, too. broken hearts a lot too. Broken hearts. In the evenings, they'd walk through the neighborhoods like they'd always do. And then a man came from his house with white spit on his lips, and his tattooed arms were trembling as he chased after them. His tattooed arms were trembling as he chased after them, 'cause he'd always chase after them too. Broken hearts, well, all too. Broken hearts, together might not be broken. Together they might not be broken.
Wow.
It's like a harpoon through the heart right there on that one, Willie.
Man, you've been threatening to make an acoustic or a solo kind of just a folk record, I guess. You want to tell us a little about that? Because I can see that fitting on that kind of thing.
Yeah, that one's probably going to be on that one. I write so many kind of sad story songs, I guess, that it kind of just brings the band down. And the band's got so a different life to it. And then I think I just recently just went through a huge folk stage, and so I think I'm going to record them with a guy from a band called Old Joe Clark's.
Cool.
Named Mike Kirkendall, and he and I are going to do a record. Just like, dark story folk songs.
So well, what's good on that is it stands out first time. I mean, that's just kind of how you can tell a song's a good one. So.
That's a fantastic one, and you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but how much of your songs have come from experience?
Well, it depends, It depends on the song. A lot of them do, or just the feel. Like, that song's just basically about two screwed-up people, and the man chasing after him is just themselves, going to catch him. And so, obviously, that one's more me, But, when there's a bunch of murder and stuff, there's, my songs, it's not me.
That's the
fiction. I haven't
killed
anybody yet.
That's the fiction writer side of Willie Vlotten.
Yeah.
Okay. So you never rode around in the trunk of a car in Reno, Nevada or anything like that?
No, moving up to, I wrote a song about where a guy gets off work and he gets kidnapped and thrown in the trunk of a car. And I mean, to me, that was all about how I felt leaving Reno, and I was on a, 2-year bender up in Portland. And I felt like, that I had been hijacked. And so.
It's a good town for it, I've been told, the overcast weather.
Dylan used to tell everybody, never explain your songs, Willie, and he probably shouldn't, because then everybody has their own personal take on it. And Dave's a big Dylan fan. He's also a fan of Grand Champion. He really likes that band. We got something queued up. But you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, Willie, why don't you tell us about this next band?
Well, Grand Champion's out of Austin, Texas, and they are, the best live band. Besides writing some of the best songs out today of the year, you'll hear what they sound. They can play any kind of song, and these guys are been playing since they were in high school together, and they're maybe 26, 27, so they've been playing a long time, and they just love rock and roll more than any band I've ever played with or seen. They have that thing, and this song's great. It's about loving music so much but hating it and going out and breaking all your records because you can't believe you still follow rock and roll.
So. All right. Well, here's Grand Champagne right here on Route 78 West. Willie Vlotten from Richmond Font taking the helm and steering Route 78 West for a spell. Enjoy.
Broken records lying in the yard again. Wow, 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 wow. Broken records. Palace of sin. Heaven. good times hide, and so do I. Out of my control, I dig a hole.
There you have it. That's a new Paul Westerberg, Let the Bad Times Roll. I like that track. It's actually one of those ones that should be a hit, and it never seems to get out. But, you know, I got something here real fast. Just this one's going out for Dave if he's listening. It's a real nice acetate coming from 1965 of Dylan doing just like Tom Thumb's blues.
Take another shot.
peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. Fortune or fame, you must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came, because the cops don't need you and man they expect. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast. But left looking just like a ghost.
CD seller and record shop supports Radio 1190 and the music you love. Located at 1015 Pearl Street at the west end of the Pearl Street Mall, Bart's is open 7 a week. Bart's carries over 85,000 titles that travel well beyond the clutter of commercial radio. In addition to its upstairs vinyl attic, Bart's buys, sells, and trades music. Bart's carries jazz, funk, hip-hop, rock, folk, and many others. You can call Bart's for more information at 303-447-8150.
I remember yesterday when I'd sit and watch the hound dogs play, howling at the China moon. Now yesterday is the busted balloon. Life was young and things were easy. Days were short, nights were warm. Times were good.
hate was shallow, love was crazy, and I had it in my marrow. And I swear that I've seen your face somewhere back in that time and in that place. Do you remember? The old house stood like World War II, with just two rooms and a hall to be used. The lady was mean, just slightly unclean, with a heart of cold silver and gold. The kitchen smelled of kerosene, ceiling hung down, unveiling rotted beams. And the man, they said his work, it could have hung in the loo. But now he sits around all day, 'cause his left arm won't move. He was a master of the art of electricity. He lectured on tubes and circuitry. He was self-employed, but he could never see his way into the light. He had a room full of switches and dials and lights, and a head full of clouds and eyes full of sight. And when it got dark, I could hear his heartbeat like a mother. She stood like a guardian, ready to give everything up if I asked for a sword and her blood in a cup. But there was just a time when I asked for too much. She sighed 'cause she could not give it. We used to sit beneath the tree, just the lady, the radio man, and me. And I think it was the winter of 63, but the man went away and let us be. It was early on an August day that the lady decided she too must go away. For her heart, it seems, could not pay the price for what her body was buying. I come home from school and I found the note. I went into the kitchen and lit the old stove, with senses set on overload. I turned on the TV, spent the rest of the afternoon watching all my old cartoons. And through the hall and across the porch, as the sun surrendered like a crying torch.
You know, Jeff, the more of these Bruce Springsteen rare recordings you dig up, the more I think that one of the greatest injustices ever to happen in the music industry was the overproduction of that particular singer-songwriter. Because the stripped-down stuff is just gorgeous.
I get a theory sometimes that people, when they're young, they actually have probably what's the truest kind of stuff they're going to do with art is. And in his early stuff, it's coming in 73. You know, a lot of observation, great melodic structure. That's called Randolph Street, and you can't get that.
Yeah, he's one guy I always wake up and you go, gosh, I wish he would have not gotten famous. Or kind of after Nebraska, you know, got weirder and disappeared. And then, because he's so good, and he just, I hate to say bad things about it because I listen to him so much, but it's heartbreaking, you know.
Sometimes. You know, Waits, so Tom Waits put out great stuff in his later career, and I always was wishing that Springsteen would do the same, just go out a little bit.
But yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about some great songwriters here. We played some Dylan before that, classic acetate version of Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, some Springsteen there, and Willie, great songwriter in the studio, Willie Blood and Richard Fontaine.
That's right. Richmond Fontaine is playing tonight at the Lion's Lair in Denver, and then Tuesday night at the Boulder Theater. This is a great band out of Portland, Oregon, and it's just really a great honor to have Willie in the studio today.
Oh, thanks. If anyone wants to come down, if anyone calls, I'll put them on the guest list.
Should we do like a third caller kind of thing?
Third caller, yeah, man.
All right. So we're going to hop into a song first, and then we'll let the phones light up?
You know, last night I heard this thing. I think I heard this song, you're going to call it Worn Out, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I heard it as a rock and electric song, but you're going to choose an acoustic.
Yeah, right? This is a song I think we're going to do with Deborah from the Damnations, and I are going to do a duet on our new record that we're going to work on this fall. So I'll tempt it. Baz, pop, happiest song I think I've ever written. So.
Well, I don't care anymore. Well, who was right and who was wrong and who was left and who was leaving? And I'll overlook, well, everything. If you can overlook everything, I know you're worn out, but you know I'm, well, I'm worn out too. And if everyone screws up, and I know that we both do, doesn't it make sense, me and you? And if you and me, if we blow it, when it's the last thing we should do, then don't you think stick together? Don't you think we should be the ones who go post a wire in months to years, in days and nights and minutes to hours? I know you're worn out, but you know I'm worn out too. Well, I'm worn out too. But if we try, you know we could go post a wire, months to years, days to nights and minutes to hours. I know you're worn out, I know you're worn out, but I'm worn out too.
All right, I want to just real quickly say that Frank called up and scored a pair of guest list spots to the show tonight at the Lion's Lair in Denver, so congratulations to Frank.
All right.
And hey, thanks, Willie. What's that song called?
It's a new one called Worn Out. I think it'll be on our next record, hopefully.
Fantastic.
All right. Hey, Willie, thanks a lot for coming in. Actually, this has been a treat for me because I've listened to stuff for years, and it's kind of fun having you come in. So.
Oh, no, I'm really happy to be here. I've been listening to great music, and I like you guys, all right?
Well, we got a request we left from last week here, and I don't think I have the track number here, Loki. Let's do this professional like we do sometimes. We're going to play ourselves here.
Okay, hand me the disc. I'll put it in the machine.
That's
here.
One of them. It's track one. We could have just guessed on this.
All right, track one.
This is going out for Randy. He asked for You Ain't Going Nowhere, Classic Birds, written with the Dylan thing in mind.
Right here on Route 78 West.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, things froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Pick up your money, pick up your tent, you ain't going nowhere. A gun that shoots, tailgates, and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere. Could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
Ooh, we ride behind tomorrow's the day. The ride's gonna come. Oh, no, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Ooh, we ride.
become a distillery again. Under everyone's focus, 13 cities, 7 years, always uncertain, still unclear, never ending movement, nothing appears. Ride to me, barely in focus.
Yeah, that's a great Richmond Fontaine song coming off their Lost Son record, and maybe they'll play that tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, that just about wraps it up for our show this week. I think we've got time maybe for one more, but we've been playing quite a lot of Richmond Fontaine because it's an honor to have their singer and songwriter Willie Vlotten in the studio today. And again, they're tonight at the Lion's Lair, and then that's down in Denver, and then up here in Boulder Tuesday night at the Boulder Theater. So there's two opportunities to see a band that you just definitely don't want to miss.
You know, I was talking with Will here. He says he's going to play a couple acoustic shows with Richard Buckner, and I thought I'd throw some Buckner to send us out this week. This is a great song, Believers, with Eric Hayward on pedal steel. Not as Paul, but pretty close. And this is a live track coming from Charlotte, North Carolina. So.
Okay. And thanks again, Willie, for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. That's nice, you guys.
All right, well, we're out of here. Do stay tuned for the Music Machine coming up. It's going to be a little different this week, but there'll be some good stuff on that show. You've been listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190. We'll be back next Sunday, 5 to 7.
I wrote it out in stones where the road divides. I walked you home and the path was high. I believe me, believer, I've seen your run, and I'm gonna raise your faith, dear, until the rain is done and dry. Tell me when you slow down at all, and stay alone. I'm coming home. I've been there soon. Have you had your day? Oh, the sky is fine. Yeah, we've all flown away and known. Wasted all the way till the fall. Before I'm inside, you better
thank you.